Welcome, folks, to another segment of currently called the Denny Artachi Show until we call it something else.
We're calling it something else.
I know, but we haven't come up with a name yet.
We just did!
What?
The five F words with Denny and Marla. Or the five F words with Marla and Denny. We need to know, what do you think is better? The five F words with Denny and Marla, or the five F words with Marla and Denny? Yeah, the five F words. It's always going to be the five F words.
But that's, no. That's the topic. That's not the name of the show.
I think it should be.
The five F words with Marla and Denny. So
yes.
We've got to always do the F words.
Always do the F words, right? Because these are the topics we always want to talk about. We're always going to talk about finance.
Okay.
We're always going to talk about food. By the way, I'm starving. So if you hear grumbling, it's my stomach.
Really?
I'll take you out to lunch.
Okay. I'm going to feed you.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you. I'm so hungry.
It is Friday. We're probably going to post this depending if my producer gets it to me tomorrow. It might be Monday, but we're going to try and do this every Friday, folks.
Yeah.
I've been looking so forward to this because you're just so much fun.
Aw, thanks.
Listen, I got to ask you, not to get political, but did you watch the...
I have to be honest, I didn't watch anything. Now, by the way, let's make this very clear.
Yes.
Because this is the five F words. We're starting with the first category, which is fun. So we're going to talk fun watching some politics. And you know what? I was too busy having fun in downtown Jensen that I missed all of the hoopla that was going on. And I didn't record it. And I did record it. Okay, I did not.
I played last night. I sat in at Terra Fermata, had a great time with the band. And I said, you know what? I want to get some laughs. And... He looked like an angry, loud old man when he was talking last night.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, he was like, they're both funny. You know, it's not like either of them are like 40 years old or anything.
Right. Spring chickens.
I guess geriatrics is the way they want to go in the country, huh?
I mean, listen, I'm just saying, The Golden Bachelor was a really successful show.
What do you mean was? It's
still
going.
Still is, I know.
You know what was so weird? That wacko George Santos was in the audience.
Oh, really?
I thought they got rid of him.
I didn't watch anything. I didn't, you know.
You did? Okay.
I did not. I went dancing last night.
Well, that's good.
After dinner, but you know.
Did you go out with your guy?
And his father and one of his sons. Yep.
Ooh, that's getting serious.
Yeah, we had a really nice night.
Have you met his father before?
I met his father his father lives in Michigan. So I met his father for the first time when he flew out here. He got here at, what night was it? He got here Monday night at like 1:30 in the morning. And so my first hello was like, I'm sorry, I can't keep my eyes open. I'm so tired.
You did not meet him at 1:30 in the morning.
I totally did.
You did.
In my jammies, crawled out of bed, said hello, gave him a hug, wiped my eyes. And then was like, peace out, homie. I'm going back to bed. And then talked to him in the morning.
Fell in love with you on the spot, right?
Of course. Mm. What's not to love? I love his dad. His dad's great. And I love his kids. His kids are great. Like, everything is, you know, I have no complaints.
Man, you're moving fast, Marla. This is like 2 months into this.
I mean.
Seriously, girl. I mean, you're going to be the one in the relationship, and I'm going to be the single guy. That's how it's going to be.
But I can play. Listen. For all practical purposes, if you need me to play single, I can play single.
Well, no, be yourself.
I'm not playing single.
But you're still going to give your take on the
whole
dating scene.
Of course, I can still, like, as a person in a really amazing, loving relationship, I can still totally speak to my single side and my single girls and my single guys. Like, this is what I do for a living. I mean, I'm literally always casting people on dating shows or I'm, you know, helping people write their profiles on the dating apps, or I'm, you know, matching people up.
Why don't we get one of those as a guest?
Oh, we totally can.
Why don't you get like a hot looking girl that comes in and is telling me that all guys are crazy and she's never going
to find someone. So that she can date you, Denny. Is that what you're trying to say?
Because
I'm guessing that is.
No, that's not where I'm going. I'm perfectly happy working on my business, my music, and my show with you.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I am not looking to date anybody. At least, I don't know, for a couple of decades, you know? I mean,
Decades?
Years. Months. Whatever.
Wait a minute. I thought you were going to apply for the show. What happened?
Too much.
You don't want to get married?
No, it's not that. It's just I had to pee in a cup. They had to draw blood for me. They had all these stupid questions and links.
Come on.
I don't need to do that. I have you. I'll live vicariously through you.
Okay, very good.
By the way, that's quite an outfit you got there.
Once we get to the fashion segment, hello.
Look at this.
Should we move on to fashion? Are we done with fun yet?
No, we haven't even talked about fun yet. So
we'll get to fashion. I was feeling feisty, F word. And so I thought, you know, let me leopard it up. Is this leopard or cheetah? What is this? I don't even know.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. you're definitely going to get attention. Yeah. You've got to watch where you walk around like that.
You like it?
Folks, you can't see it, but it's not exactly a long dress that she's wearing.
I never wear long dresses.
Never?
Well, that's not true. Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. But they're always, like, fitted. Like, you know.
That's a hell of a fashion statement.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, fun. I guess we'll talk about what you did for fun last night.
Yes.
And what did you do that was fun?
We went to Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. Okay. Shout out. It was delish. Okay. It was actually really freaking good. Let me tell. And by the way, I kind of want to hop back into this in the food segment, so we're going to hold off what I had for dinner. Okay?
Okay, all right.
But we went there. Delicious. We'll get back to that later on in the show. But then we went to Jam and Jensen, which is something that if everyone out there doesn't know, Jam and Jensen in Jensen Beach, every Thursday they have vendors and bands. Like, you know, the streets are closed. Not really closed, but there's sidewalks. There's
a lot
vendors.
Lots of vendors with jewelry and
stuff. Lots of music. Yeah, so much fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
So much fun. So I went there. We went to Taco Tiki, which I love Taco Tiki.
Yeah.
And there was a great band. And I really can't even remember the name. It was like Andy Styron or Andy Styron.
It's so funny. Marla goes around and we're all playing the same music. So what did they play? Well, you know, the same stuff everyone plays. Yeah.
Everyone plays
Stones, Bob Seger, whatever.
The Little Doobie Brothers.
Little Doobie Brothers.
They throw in a little of everything.
Smoking Doobies and stuff on the side.
They were actually really good, though.
Okay.
I have to be honest. And this really goes in with the fun. When people say to me, because, you know, what do you like about Stewart? Because I live in Stewart. And I say, it is so much fun. There is such great live music.
Yeah.
So many venues to see great live music. I feel so blessed that I get to go out every night of the week if I want to, hear people play music. I love to dance. That's my fun. Like, I love to dance.
I know.
I love it. And, like, that's when I feel alive. That's when I feel like I'm getting stressed out. That's when I just feel like anything. I can be exhausted, but the music comes on, and I am shaking my tail feather. I am wiggling my ass. I am giving it my all. And then, like, I'm just a really happy camper. It makes my mood, everything, just amazing.
You should really cut loose a little bit more.
I know.
You're holding back a little bit.
I'm holding back at my excitement. No, but that was fun. That's fun for me. So I really do feel like, and that was Jensen Beach, but still, Jensen's right near Stewart. Stewart, Jensen,
I did call you.
Amazing.
I did leave you a message.
You did.
You got it this morning.
I got your message this morning that you were potentially going to go to.
If I'm ever arrested and I need you to bail you out, I'm not
call me
calling
twice.
You. I'm not calling you.
Call me twice.
I wound up the last blues night at Terra Fermata in Stewart. I thought you might, you know, like going there.
Yeah.
It was a great show. I met this artist for the first time, Cedric Talton, I think his name is.
Okay.
This guy's the real deal. I mean, and him and I and Hawk and Steve, we did a great jam. I was wearing a fabulous shirt, I might tell you. If you didn't see the picture on Facebook, my phone's over here. It was very colorful. I think you would have approved.
Really?
Yeah, everyone was telling me.
I do love a good colorful shirt.
Yeah, they were liking that, and it was a fun time. So
good.
Whenever I can, I like to go out and do stuff, but I need to sleep, which is my next question. How much sleep do you get each night?
Okay. This is a tricky question.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I'm not a big sleeper. I'm not a good sleeper. You know, I can fall asleep okay, but my problem is I wake up.
Right.
And then I can't go back to sleep. So it's not so great. So, but I will say, like, I am somebody who, I'm a night owl. Like, I do love going out at night, and I like hearing the music and dancing, and I'll stay out all night long and dance and party and da-da-da. It's so much fun. But my boyfriend likes to go to bed early.
Can we still not use his name, or?
We can use his name.
What's his name?
His name is John.
John, like the dude in the Bible. I like that.
So, John, my John.
Her John.
God, that really sounds, that sounds.
That does sound
that
bad, yeah.
That sounds bad. no, but he likes to go to bed early. So we both have, like, had a change.
Oh, he
it
does,
up a bit.
Does he?
He likes to go to bed early.
Maybe
but
he has other reasons why he likes to do that.
Well, because he gets up at, like, he would get up at, like, 4:30 in the morning to work out. He likes to work out
early. I like
early
to work out
morning.
Early, too.
Yeah, 4:35 in the morning.
I got to meet this guy.
So, yeah, so he's really, you know, so we've had to adjust a little bit. So, like, I find myself now because he likes to, once he gets up and he works out for an hour at 4:35 in the morning, comes home, he makes coffee, and then he likes me to sit on his lap, kind of half asleep. He'll wake me up. Okay, it's time to come have coffee with me. I don't drink coffee, but I just kind of lay there like.
I do.
You know, right. So I don't need coffee. Clearly.
Yeah, clearly. Or booze.
No,
which,
nothing.
By the way, you're rubbing off on me. I know it's not a big milestone, but tomorrow's going to be a week. I haven't had a.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Denny, that's fantastic.
I want to do an experiment, okay? I'm going to not drink for a while because I want to cut weight. I want to see how I feel. I want to sleep better.
Good. You'll feel so much
I might
better.
Not be as exciting to people as
you're
I used
very
to be.
Exciting.
Well, you know, sometimes when you slur a certain way, people find that exciting. So I'm going to give that up for a while and see if I see if I can lose some weight, get in better shape, and just
bravo, yeah.
Well,
Monsieur.
You know what motivates besides you, of course.
Yes.
Last weekend was tough. I went to two funerals.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I had to eulogize a friend on Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then perform for another on Sunday. Not much older than I, okay? Really
tough.
Gets you thinking in life, like, what the hell are we doing? What are we wasting time? Because I know that both of them thought they'd be here now. So
right.
The first guy didn't really take care of himself. But still, you didn't expect him to be visiting his girlfriend. He wasn't feeling good. She says, hey, you need to go to, oh, leave me alone, I'll be fine. It's just whatever. Goes in the bathroom. Half hour later, she's like, whoa, he's been there for a while. What's going on? That's it. Unresponsive, massive heart attack.
In the bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Oh, my God.
That happened. And then the family asked me to, you know, say something about him. His name was Paul. He actually worked. We worked together.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant CPA. Very cerebral. Really smart guy.
Wow.
I know this took him by, you know, unexpectedly. Then on Sunday, this other great musician that I knew had everything going for him. His car, this is terrible, folks, this is terrible. But I want everyone to understand how short life is. And this is brings me to what I started last weekend. His car breaks down. AAA's taking forever to get to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets on the phone, calls his wife, says, you know, it's been almost 2 hours. I'm going to walk to the station and see if I can... In between sentence, someone runs him over. His wife is listening to this on the phone.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't.
It was like, so.
Oh, my
so
God.
So we did a, we raised some money and, you know, we were celebrating his life. And just like that, I mean, I got the phone calls like on Thursday.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sitting there going, holy crap. I mean, like. This could happen to any of us, right? So what am I doing? And how about, there's no guarantee. You could be healthy as can be and just keel over. But I'd like to try and put the odds in my favor.
Any little bit that you could do to help. There's always going to be, listen, I do kind of believe that there is like a book or there's a plan. And if it's kind of like that movie Final Destination. It's like, if it's your time, it's your time. If you're meant to go, you're meant to go. Right?
So I should go back to drinking and eating chicken wings and pizza?
No. The point is, when it's your time to go, it's your time to go.
Okay.
However, you can help extend your time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can help it. So there are certain things that you can do, like not drinking, like not eating chicken wings and pizza for every meal. You know, like, it helps. It helps. So, but that is, oh, that I got chills when you said that. That's terrible.
Listen, I've lost too many friends in the last year.
Ugh,
either
so sorry.
Accidental death, cancer, there was that whole COVID thing.
Right.
My buddy, Joey Gilmore, who's a great, well-known blues musician, is going through, he can't even work anymore. His knees. So I try and explain to a lot of people who complain that, I don't know, maybe they didn't get their meal quick enough or there's traffic that, hey, compared to so many people, do we have really any problems, you and I?
Right.
We don't.
It's pretty good.
We really don't. Right. We're not dying of cancer. We have our brains, at least most of the time I have my brains. Sometimes it walks away and I go, come back.
Right.
And it, but if I don't do 4 or 5 highballs, chances are my brain's going to stay with me, right?
There you go. So you can help it along a little bit. Yeah.
So I'll keep you posted on that.
Please. That's amazing. Listen, congratulations. A week is a big deal. It really is.
It is, right?
It's a very
big deal. Tomorrow
will
be the week. And
that's great.
So the other thing I'm looking forward to tomorrow is, and you're going to be there. So
yes,
awesome.
I'll be there.
We should film for the show.
Yes.
I'm headlining a blues festival, and we go on it too. You're not going to be early, but the early act, Dottie Kelly and Daryl, let me tell you.
Are they good?
Oh, yes.
I will be there. I'm actually going early
in
the morning.
They're the real deal. They're good friends of mine. I'm so proud of them. They were finalists in the IBC.
Wow.
When you go see them, they bring it on. You're not
That's
like,
awesome.
You're not in the audience going, eh, they're all right. You're like, damn, Shit.
I'm
look
so
at that.
Excited. I'm really excited.
So they're going to open the show. We're going to play the second part.
Okay.
It's a good course. It's called Blues and Bourbon and Brews or something.
The Bourbon Blues Brews Barbecue.
Whatever it's called, right. Yeah. So I'll be enjoying some club soda. And,
yes, that's going to be hard. You know what? That's going to be a test.
That's going to be the test
that's
tomorrow.
That's going to be a test tomorrow. But because they're doing like literally like brew. There's all different kinds of brews. There's all different kinds of bourbons. You can buy flights. You can buy all this stuff. Like, it's going to be crazy.
I
so
think,
it's a good test for you.
I think there'll be some indica and sativa in the house too.
There'll be a lot of stuff going on. And there'll also be a silent disco. I bet you didn't know about that. There'll
no.
be a silent disco.
What do you mean a silent disco?
So do you guys know what silent disco is?
No, I have no idea.
Okay.
What is
so
that?
A silent disco is when all these people come around and you get your own headphones. And you put them on.
Yeah.
And you can, like, change the... You could write 1, 2, or 3, like, to hear what you want to hear. And okay. everyone dances. And nobody can hear what other people are hearing.
And it's all disco music. It's,
well, any kind... Like... Oh. Dancing music. Whatever, you know, you could do hip-hop, you could do disco.
Wireless headset?
It's... Yeah, you have these headsets, and everybody's dancing, and it's, like, quiet. But you're hearing music. So everyone's kind of, like, dancing to their own song. It's hilarious when you see, like, a lot of people doing it at once. It's a really fun event.
Okay.
Really, really fun event.
And that's going to be there tomorrow.
That's going to be there tomorrow,
you know
too.
That.
Yes, I know that. Perfect.
Wow, I didn't hear about that.
Yes.
I know they're going to be serving bourbon,
yes.
beer, craft beers, a lot of different craft beers, a lot of different bourbons. There'll be, last time they had this, they had these massage machines that they were selling, and there'll be a lot of vendors there. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, a lot of vendors.
Hopefully the weather will be good. There'll be no rain because, you know, Florida's...
We never know. I mean, I don't even know if this is going to be out in time for people to know, but it is at Memorial Park.
Oh, it won't
in
Stewart be, yeah.
At
yeah.
11 a.m., so...
We'll talk about it next Friday.
We'll talk about
the
it.
Last Friday.
That's right.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so you
that'll
had fun last night.
I did.
Had fun last night. We're
yeah.
having fun today.
We're having fun today. Oh, but we didn't talk about when I go to bed, try to go to bed early. Like, I get really tired.
Yeah, so what
like,
do you do?
So, there are times, if I'm not out, like dancing and out. Even last night, I was like, it was 9:15. I was like, dude, we got to go home. I'm tired.
Yeah.
And like, because we still end up staying and talking like for like 2 hours every night. But like, that's our like talk time, whatever. It's great. But it lasts a long time. But I now go to bed at like 9 or 10 instead of like 1.
What's wrong with
one.
That? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's great. I mean, I love it.
When do you get up?
Very early. Like the late, like sleeping in is like 6 a.m. Because he sets the alarm.
Right. He's an early riser.
He's an early riser. And I'm just like, ugh. And then I kind of just like stay in bed like a dead whatever until I have to sit on, you know, his lap while he drinks his coffee, which is, you know, a nice early good morning.
I would pay to see you lethargic without energy. I don't believe that shit exists.
Come on over. We'll do a podcast one morning. We'll do it live
jammies,
from John's.
Right.
In jammies.
Live from
live
John
John's.
And jammies.
That'll be a special.
I don't think my producer, Brian, would set it up, but we can certainly ask him if he'd like to do that. Okay.
That's
funny.
So, you
know what? You pretty much have fun all the time, and that's what I like about you.
It's important.
I've never seen you angry.
Oh, speaking of angry.
I've never seen you angry.
I got a little angry about 45 minutes to an hour ago at somebody.
What did they do?
It was John.
Oh.
I got angry at John. And I said, he's like, oh, I'll give you something to talk about. And I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm not talking about this, which I won't talk about that now. But it was really funny. I did get angry. But like my angry, you know, I never like yell or scream or throw things at somebody. You know how like some people you see like you'll see angry videos or angry
yeah.
people. Like,
so how do you get angry?
I just speak more sternly. You know, like I will never be somebody that's going to start punching
you. Give
me
an example. How did you speak to him? What did you say?
God, I've kind of blocked. It's hard for me to get into the angry moment because I'm not an angry person.
I think people know when I'm angry. I'm pretty transparent.
I mean, that's the thing is, I have no poker face. So like, if somebody says something to me that I do not like, suddenly it's like.
Just like that.
You know, I mean, it's like very like, Like, I mean, you know, my face completely changes, my body changes,
what did
everything.
He do to make you angry?
He, you know what, it was a miscommunication thing. We'll leave it at that. It was miscommunication, definitely. It was a total miscommunication
John,
thing.
John, she's letting you off the hook, so.
I really am. Because he knows how mad I was. I mean, I was, and I even told him, I was
you
ready.
You were not.
I was really angry, and I was about to text, I'm done.
You were not. You were just on his lap in this morning.
I know.
In pajamas. How did you go from that to this?
Trust me, that's what I said. That's what I said to him. I was like, how in the world? How in the world? I knew the shoe was going to drop. Like, how in the world do you want me to feel like you're telling me one thing and da da da, and then you act this way and you're being dismissive and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I am, you know, like I was really not happy. But
a female who switches moods. Tell me it's not so.
Listen.
What?
It's not my fault. I was reacting to the way.
It's always the guy's fault. You know that.
I will take full blame when blame is due on me. But if I,
Not in this case.
Not in this case. And it, we'll say it's miscommunication just because I also really wanted the argument to kind of end. It was not being productive.
Okay. All
right. I feel like I was trying to get my point across.
That's really good.
And I'm not somebody who has to win. I'm not somebody who has to win an argument. I can only try to get my point across and let you know how I'm feeling. And that's what it's about. I truly believe communication is the most important thing in all relationships, whether it's business, whether it's love, whether it's family. Yes. Communication is key. And if you don't have it, things will crash and burn. And all I can do is try to express to you in the best way that I possibly can how I'm feeling. If you would like to be dismissive about it, if you would like to poo-poo that or whatever that is, that's on you. I am expressing this. I'm trying to communicate it. And if then we butt heads and it's wrong, I'm willing to say, okay, it was miscommunication so that everybody can get back on the playing field.
See, that's what I prefer, right? Be transparent. Let's work on it. Let's agree to disagree. Let's fix it. Let's move on.
Right.
That's it. I personally, I don't give a damn about being right.
Yeah.
I just want to diffuse most situations.
Right.
We all have our moments. I look at how I've behaved in my life sometimes, and I'm like, dude, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And so if I do step out, I really want to apologize, move on. The problem is, here's my Achilles heel. I hate stupidity, and I should be more, I'll take a different point of view, but if your logic is just totally like, whoa, like, where'd that come from? What? Mm-hmm. What do you, no, hey, hold on a second.
Yes.
That's not how it is. Here's how it is, and I apologize if you took it that way, but here's how it is. We're good? That's it. We move on. Remember, we talked about this. Too many people have thin skin.
Yes.
They're so and I've been guilty of it, especially after my fifth cocktail.
Right, which we're not doing anymore.
It's easy to get, whoa, what did you say? And the emotions go.
Right.
Sometimes not everything requires a response, right? You might just want to look and go, okay. At least that's how I'd like to be, but doesn't always work out that way. But I agree. There's nothing wrong with communicating. The problem is, in this political, crazy world, if someone has a different opinion, they're the enemy now. Where did that come from?
Right. you should not listen. And I always say this, like, just because people have different opinions about things, it doesn't make them the enemy.
No,
it makes
not.
Them the enemy if what they're saying hurts you or what you're saying hurts them.
Intentionally.
So, intentionally.
You can hurt some. I've heard people not intentionally.
Correct. It happens.
And then when they tell me, I go, oh, my God, I'm sorry. That's not how I meant it. But unless they tell me, I don't know.
Right. Well, that was the kind of situation that we were in.
Okay.
And so I kind of feel that, by the way, I totally agree that I just have no time for stupidity. Mm. And I feel like if I'm literally telling you something and you are doing this or that and you're not, like, it's freaking stupid.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, don't be stupid. Like, just everybody, like, get back on the raft. Like, nobody's going to drown here. Let's get back on the raft and sail away. But, like, together in the sunset. But, like, you know what I mean? But, I mean, we really...
Did you kiss and make up?
We was over the phone.
You kissed and made up on the phone?
On a phone call, because I was far away coming here.
Well, there's always tonight, you know.
There's always tonight. No, I'm not seeing him tonight.
Why not?
Tonight, he's doing boys' night with his youngest son and his dad.
Okay.
And which I suggested they do.
Okay.
I thought it was, like, important for them. Like, I've literally been with them every single day since
boys
his dad's
night.
Gotten here.
They're not going to one of those dark-lit places that serve steaks and stuff, are they?
Bowling. They're going to Bolero. If anyone wants
bowling.
To go. Bowling. Yeah, they're going to Bolero. Bowling,
okay.
Yeah.
That's boys' night out? Okay.
That's boys' night out. And I'm going to go to a party, which you are more than welcome to come to. I'm going to Philly down south.
Oh, Elliot. Right there. Okay. Who's playing there?
On the Rocks.
Oh, I love Diane.
Yeah.
She's great.
She's great.
She is?
Yeah.
that's kind of a, that's a different place to go see a show. The way it sits, and it's outdoors.
Outside. I'm going to get eaten alive, I'm sure. I'm going to have to get bug spray.
I you will not see me there because, unlike you, I'm the old guy. I have to conserve my energy. But as I drop a few more pounds and my body goes, hey, dude, you know, you're doing all right. Maybe I'll come
up.
See you and have some fun.
Yeah.
All right. So, skipping the fun of the five F words, we're going into fashion, which, of course, I see you're there.
Right.
I don't know. I thought I'd dress up and put on a hat.
No, you're totally fashionable today. What brought this on? I'm feeling like you literally went full throttle with the fashion today. I
look at the show and I was like, man, I don't know. You got to do something. And I told my producer, can you zoom out? Because I look like a beach whale at the beach looking for water in the last one. So I figured this could cover it. Folks, in a few more weeks, I'll go back to no jackets covering. And the hat, you're going to laugh. It's my vanity. I did take a shower and shampooed, but I want to color my hair because I didn't have any hair gel on there. So I said, you maybe just put a hat on there and I'll look a little stylish.
But I love it. I love it.
Yeah?
Do you know what I did? By the way, my hair is my hair is bananagrams right now because I decided to go with French braids. I did French braids. What, can you tell? Can you see the French
braids? That's good.
See? But then there's they're falling out over here. So I'm like, oh my God, great. It'll give us something to talk about. So I tried to go with fun hair. Little fashionista hair, and you know, fashionista. By the way, I really do love fashion. Like, I am all about
but
fashion.
But let's talk about that. Some of that fashion I see on TV is insane. Like, it looks like some of these gals, they poured into an outfit that's see-through.
Yes.
I think less is better. You don't need to put it all out there. I mean,
there are some times where I feel the same way.
It's just crazy, right?
You know what? It's shock value, and it's always at the award shows.
Yes,
speaking of which,
absolutely.
The Oscars are this Sunday. So next week, we're
going
to have to talk about the fashion from the Oscars.
The fashion from the Oscars.
Yeah, we'll have to see who was best dressed, who was worst dressed. I love seeing that.
Oh my God.
And it's going to be exciting to see. I'm actually curious to see what Ryan. I'm always curious to see what the men wear. Even though, how do you kind of stand out in a tux, right? So it's like, what can you do differently? So I'm excited to see what Ryan Gosling is going to do differently because he's nominated for Ken, the role of Ken in Barbie.
Oh, right, in Barbie. That's
so
right.
So we'll see what he's going to wear.
Is she nominated as well?
I don't think she was nominated.
Okay.
She was not, which is weird. She was nominated for every other award show. But the Oscars, she was not. They were saying, I guess that was a big snub. And also the director, who was also a female, is it Greta? I forget her name. Greta? I don't know. I should know this. She was not nominated either.
She was not.
That was another snub.
Well, I think even though it was very popular, that Barbie movie, I didn't see it. I think I saw blips of it.
Yeah. But that may have been nominated. The movie may have been nominated.
It may have been, okay.
I think it may have been.
I haven't, I've been so removed from, I don't even know who's nominated for Best Actor, Actress, what movies are out there.
I know, I don't really know that much either.
No? Okay, all right, well, we'll find out.
But I'm excited to see what they're wearing.
they're doing it just for shock value. Just to be like, look at me.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Cover your stuff up. Come on, man. There's kids watching the show, okay?
Yeah, some of these women, I don't even know how they sit down.
I
don't know how they sit in
And then, habits. And if they're like me with a few extra pounds, you're like, ooh, yeah, you probably shouldn't have done that. Yeah,
right.
But okay. Guys, we're easy. We put on the jacket, the little tux, hat because we don't want to comb our hair, glasses because I have luggage underneath my eyes from, maybe not sleeping enough.
Preach,
brother, I always
preach.
Like and see also the interviews because some of them are kind of... And you can usually tell when someone was at the bar before they put the mic in front of them.
Yeah.
And Hollywood, I lived there for, oh my God, in the 90s. And I used to go to a lot of these parties and shows. And if people only knew what went on behind the camera.
Really?
Yeah, nothing that I'm going to talk about on this show. So, all right, we'll talk about the fashion that comes
up.
Yes,
I just really love, if there's one thing that I love, it's getting dressed in the morning.
Okay.
I remember even as far back as third grade, fourth grade, I could tell you when I wore the first day of school in fourth grade. I can still see it. It was these Frego overalls. This designer was Frego and these Calvin Klein thermals that I layered up. One was yellow, one was red, and yellow high tops with black sleeces with white polka dots. I was on point. I think I had pigtails.
I've always loved, like, I would, in the middle of the night, I'd wake up and I'd, like, fantasize about what I'm going to wake up and, like, put on in the morning.
Really?
Like, the night before? Loved, yeah, the night before. Like, I loved it. My whole...
You don't do that anymore? You still...
No, I don't really do that anymore. But I will tell you that, like, in high school, even junior high, like, I never wore the same thing twice. Like, that was, like, my thing. Like, I was kind of known as, like, never wearing the same... Like, I would maybe mix and match a thing or two, but I would never wear the same outfit twice.
This is why Marla's on the show, folks, because I was like, you know, Denny, you're okay, but you're not that interesting. How come no one, and you're a casting director, how come you never had your own show in Hollywood or somewhere?
I got approached so many times. I really did.
Like, legitimately or a casting couch approach?
No. Like, legitimately from different companies, different things. Okay, I've done a couple sizzle reels for different things. They never, like, really went anywhere. And I was always working. It was just hard to, like, really focus.
Why didn't you do it? Because
I don't know.
You didn't have the time.
No, I didn't have the time. And, like, it just didn't, you know, like, different ideas would be presented to me. And they're like, well, what do you want to do? And then they're like, no, we don't want that idea. You know, they want to do their idea. And I'm like, oh, I don't really want to do that idea. So, it, you know.
What if they offered you good money?
I mean, I think now.
Yeah, now.
Sure, now. Like, listen, if a production company came up to me and was like, now, Marla, now's the time. Like, strike when it's hot. You're like, this is in their prime. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, all right, great. Let's do the damn thing. Like, I would do it now.
But you would be more bubbly and crazy than Ellen was. You know, and her show lasted how many years?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
A long time.
I know. Well, let's get this party started. What's going on here?
You're the casting director.
I know. Listen, we almost tried pitching out. We did kind of pitch it out to a few different people, but the pandemic and everything was the jacuzzi show.
Yes.
Like, that we were going to turn that into a late night talk show, potentially. So it was
I could talk my producer into setting up at my house, I would do it because I have a jacuzzi, but I don't know. That might be a little risky for some people.
Show. But it was, you know, that was, it was a.
We could have
really
a jacuzzi in the background.
Yeah. Thank Jacuzzi It's Friday.
All right.
Yeah.
That's an idea. Yeah, all right. Moving on. Let's talk about our favorite topic now, food.
Oh, I am so hungry.
I'm sorry. We should have eaten before. I'm going to take you. Okay. I'm going to take you to Food Shack, okay?
Okay.
Good food there.
Awesome.
Good.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Okay, we're going to go there. So what's your favorite food?
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. What is my favorite food? On the spot? God, I don't know. It really depends on my mood. I like.
That does, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I really like everything. I am a huge fan of food.
Everything. So you like chopped liver?
Chopped liver. Don't get it twisted. That's like a good, like, Sunday morning deli thing. Like a little bagel and lox, a little, you know, chopped liver on a
you
cracker.
You do not eat chopped liver for breakfast.
Listen, I don't know, like, I can't tell you the last time I had chopped liver. No, but the other, but I've never had, like, liver. So I've had chopped liver, chopped which is like liver. A deli thing.
Okay.
But I've never had liver. Like, people would, it'd be like on a diner menu, liver and onions or something. I never had that.
My folks played a cruel joke when I was a kid and talked me into eating tongue, saying it's ham.
Oh, tongue.
And I'm like eating it going, but what about this vein? And they start laughing. And I figured out that they made me eat tongue, ladies and gentlemen. That's child abuse. You know that?
You're bringing me back to my childhood. That was like, there'd be piles of deli. That would be one of them. It's like tongue, pastrami, corned beef, turkey.
All right. I love food too, but sometimes it doesn't love me. And that depends on my mood, but I'm trying to eat healthy, more vegetables, more salads. The key thing, I think, is portions.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, I mean, as a guy, you can't sit down and have like a 1,500 calorie meal and do that several times a day.
Yeah.
Unless you're 20 years old.
And working out six hours a day.
Right. And has a metabolism. Food Shack has good food.
Okay,
you've eaten there. Have you ever eaten there?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh, my God. This will be a first for you.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
This could be a first.
So they'll have fresh seafood catch and other things.
Oh,
and,
wow.
All right.
Awesome.
I think, Brian, are you still out there? How much are we running overtime yet? I don't even know.
I don't know when we started.
All right. So the next F is going to be finance. And I'll tell you something. Interesting things are happening with the company Champion Capital Advisors. Interest rates are starting to go down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The stock market is at all-time highs. And people are like, what the heck's going on? So I think that the Fed will eventually cut rates by the summertime. It's looking like all indicators are like that, which is going to be great because I know there's a lot of people on the sidelines waiting to buy a house, but no one wants to pay 7-8%, especially if you're a struggling family to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big, you wouldn't believe my mortgage rate I watched it and I got a 2.25 rate.
Oh, wow, that's great.
That's free money.
Wow.
But when it comes to finances, because rates are where they are now, people are getting safe accounts paying them 5.5-6%.
Wow.
Which you wouldn't get that, you know, a few years ago.
Right.
A lot of things I think can affect the economy. First of all, we don't know which two of the geriatrics is going to win in November.
Right.
Right? Right. There's speculation. It's hard to say because can we really trust everything that they tell us that a report came out? They were just touting that unemployment was at an all-time high. And then today they said, well, it spiked up a little bit more than we anticipated a few days ago. But I still think people have to invest their money somewhere.
Yeah.
So the stock market is still a good play. But for those that are afraid of it, there are some safe rates that are paying 5.5-6% without taking any risk on your money.
That's great.
Will that change in a year or two? I think so. And then so when that does happen, people are probably going to be even more bullish in the stock market. It's hard to say. A lot of what we do is we govern behavior. Mm-hmm. People love to chase the market. They try and guess it, and they're just chasing their tail, and they move out. They lose out on opportunities.
Yeah. I have actually a question for you.
Yeah.
So you said that the interest rates you think are going to come down.
Yeah.
Now, if the interest rates come down, does that affect the housing prices? Will they go up or down?
Well, it depends on where inventory is. I can tell you right now that there's more inventory because rates are higher and cash buyers are sitting on the sideline. But I think, look, it's going to be good as they go lower because people will step in and buy. And I always say, if we think rates are going to be lower in a few years, get something now. And then when it does get lower, if you can afford it.
Right. Then
that's
you can
the big if. And the problem is housing prices have still not really cooled off that much.
Yeah, it's amazing to me how high the prices got. I mean, I remember back in the day when it'd be like, oh, move to Florida because you get a good deal. Oh my God, doubled, tripled, quadrupled what it should be. Like, it's crazy.
My house has doubled since 6 years ago that I purchased it.
It's insane.
You're not going to get that in the stock market, folks.
No.
Not really, unless you...
But you also can't cash that in either, because then where are you going to go? You're still screwed. You know what I mean? Damn if you don't.
Well, I don't look at it that way. I look at it that I locked it in, and it's never going to go up. Like rent, they need to help people that are renting, because they're gouging rent prices now. Even in Stewart.
Oh.
A one-bedroom is going for, like, what? $1,800 a month?
Oh, 2000? If you're lucky, if you can find, if it's a nice place,
a one bedroom. We're not talking like waterfront property, folks, or downtown Manhattan.
Right,
Stewart is not. I really like Stewart.
I like
it's
Stewart.
It's filled with water. It's a great, vibe in there. Not much crime, and prices are too much. So
it's expensive.
Finance will be the other thing we have going that's going to affect it. We don't know how the Ukraine war is going to resolve itself.
Yeah. There's a lot of things.
Israel, and then there's the election. Who knows? I still think that if you get with the right people, you can allocate your monies appropriately so that if the market does make a correction, you've already prepared yourself for it. The problem is most people... when the market's doing good, they don't think about, what am I going to do if it goes down? Let me maybe change things. And then when it does go down, it happens so fast, and then they're stuck. So most people should look and allocate differently and kind of spread it out so you're not all in stocks. So the last thing we're going to talk about in this show, because she's hungry. The five Fs, the last one is flirting.
Flirting. So, yes.
What do we say about flirting? Do you always know when someone's flirting with you?
I mean, yes. Usually you know when someone's flirting with you. But then a lot of times, like, I don't want to make them feel badly about it, so I just kind of like, oh, you're funny. You know, like,
you're being nice, yeah.
You're being nice, right?
That is nice, unless they're rude, right?
Right. But then I wouldn't think that's flirting. That's just, like, really being just...
See, here's the problem that I have. Like, my mom raised me to be a nice guy, so I like to smile. And unfortunately, sometimes that's taken us... No, I'm just being a gentleman. When I flirt, I'm pretty obvious. Like, hey, you look nice. Would you like to go out with me? I'm pretty direct. It's not like, how are you? Oh, he's flirting. No, he's being nice.
Right.
He's smiling. He's being polite. It's when you start seeing the stupid comments. Like, What's one of the worst, corniest lines you've ever heard when someone was trying to talk to you?
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. My nephew actually was, like, telling you lines the other day. I was like, don't ever use that. Like, I was like, dude,
that's a form of flirting, isn't it?
It was like, he was, these lines, yeah, I mean, and by the way, if you're going to say a line that's completely cheesy, make it so over the top that it actually makes the girl
laugh. That it makes her laugh,
because otherwise, they don't work. You know, like, they're just not going to work, and they become, it's almost like obtrusively rude, depending on how or when you're saying them. But if it's so outlandish, it actually works because it elicits a giggle, you know? So if you're going to, yeah, some lines are just terrible.
Yeah, see, I learned a long time ago, if a woman's interested, she's going to let me know. No line or bullshit response that I give her is going to change her mind. Wow, you know, I wasn't thinking about you, but man, when you laid that line on me, holy jeez, here's my number.
Right, right.
So,
I mean, that's the thing. You would hope. Here's the problem, all right?
I want to hear what the problem
is. Here's the problem. A lot of women,
yeah,
and men too,
yeah,
right? They get very in their head. They get very insecure when it comes down to somebody who they're actually interested in. A lot of people have no problem talking to people. But okay, the minute they recognize in their brain,
yeah,
that they're actually interested in somebody, suddenly they get a little shy. Suddenly, they don't know how to talk anymore. They don't want to make eye contact. They're, you know, like, they're kind of like, they start fidgeting, and it's so weird because...
It's not because their last three relationships were psychopaths and they're still not over
it? It could be. That could be. But if you didn't have that attraction to that person, you'd be able to talk to them just fine. So there's something about recognizing in your own self.
But I'm telling you, also, some people are smiling and being polite.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I think if they say a corny line, then you know they're flirting with you, right? Other than that, maybe you're just having a, you know, trying to be friendly. I mean...
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you're not going to talk badly to someone who's attractive. Hey, I don't want them to think I'm flirting, so I'm just going to have that stone face.
Right. You'd be surprised how many people get so nervous they have the stone face. Or
they
women.
Do?
Women
what?
That are like at a bar.
On the receiving end or the giving end?
Both.
Both.
Like, I have girlfriends who will go out and they'll be like, oh my God, that guy is so hot over there. And I'm like, well, smile. No, I can't even look at him.
They do not say that shit, do they? Really?
Yes!
I can't look at him.
I can't look.
Is
I can't look.
At
is
me?
He looking? Right, I can't look at him.
What are we in kindergarten?
Right.
In third grade?
John just texted. I wonder what he said. I would have said, oh, I wonder if he's watching, but we're not.
No, we're not doing live.
Yeah, so it's.
So what is that? That's like an adolescent behavior. We're adults here. I'm a senior citizen.
Let me tell you something.
What?
Nothing changes.
Nothing.
There's so many things that don't change. And I don't remember if we talked about this last week. We may have. I cannot remember because I know we kind of touched on this. And I always say this all the time. There are so many self-help books about dating and relationships that literally give you the wrong advice. So that you'll continue to be single and buy these books. Like, and they'll tell you, you know, like, don't let somebody think that you're too into them. Don't let somebody think that you like them. Don't text them back right away. Don't answer the phone when they call. It's like
here's
totally wrong
here's
advice.
Another problem. People fear rejection. Oh, my
of course.
God, I'm going to feel no, I get rejected every day, folks. I really do. From the opposite sex, from potential clients, from a lot of people. So you have to be comfortable in your skin, but I think that's what it is. They're afraid of being rejected.
Yeah.
I don't care about being... I get rejected every day.
Right.
I just don't want to get slapped in the face. That's all. So I try not to say anything stupid to get the slap in the face. But I think that's what it is. They look at, oh, well, you know, my last three relationships were... Oh, my, and they're just like them. Or they're not over their childhood or something.
Yeah.
People fear making mistakes. They fear making decisions. And they absolutely fear rejection.
Absolutely. And they fear getting into a relationship because they're fearing of the breakup. Like, they're not even in the relationship yet, but they don't want to get in it because they're fearful of the breakup. I get it. You know what I mean? But then you have to think to yourself, and that's the famous line, right? Like, is it better to have loved and lost or never loved at all, right? And it's like... Feel your emotions. Get all the feels. Why not be happy and then sad if you have to be? Or just be happy all the time. Like, it doesn't... But you're never going to really,
but
like,
my,
feel
my,
that if you
honestly,
don't give it a chance.
How many people are really happy? I'd say it's the minority.
I don't know.
I mean, really. Not the... You know, Robin Williams was a classic example. The guy was depressed and he was laughing all the time. And I know plenty of people that, like, wow, look at them. They got everything going for them. They're all happy. Look... And then you talk to them, and man, they're just, like, miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that we have to work on the inside to make the outside better. I know this sounds like a BS cliche, but it is so damn true. We need to do things to make ourselves happy and proud of ourselves each day that raises our self-esteem so that we could take rejection and other things casually and laugh it off.
Right.
It's when you're so serious or you're so depressed or despondent, either of yourself or life or the last seven relationships that you had in the last 2 weeks. Don't look at her. You're 2 months.
Right.
John, I have faith in you, buddy. Let's keep it going, all right? That's what happens. And the other thing is, we said it before, very few people are transparent. They're afraid to say what's on their mind.
Absolutely.
And life is too short for that.
It comes down to what I said before. It's communication. It is all about communication. It is so important because nobody's a mind reader. Okay? So you can think that, well, he should know how I feel. She should know what I'm trying to say.
No.
Nobody knows.
That always blows my mind when people say that. What do you mean I should know? What?
No.
How do I know that? Well, you should know. We've been together 6 months. You should know. I don't know.
But you know when you should know?
When?
When I'm sitting there and I am telling you exactly how I'm feeling, then you should know. There is no excuse. Once we're having a communication here, right? Like, and we're going back and forth, and you're literally, if you're listening to me, and I'm listening to you, we should know how each other are feeling. That is the only way to be 100% sure about it, is to communicate. And by the way, I get it. Communication's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard.
There's
some awkward topics.
Yeah.
There's some hard topics. But, like, you can get through it. If you can get through it, then that's the person that you should be spending time with. Like, and it's so important in all aspects.
I think more people should read psychology and sales books, not so much self-help books, for the purpose of communicating better.
Absolutely.
Because most people have a problem communicating. They had that, what was that one, Toastmasters, right? People that were either shy or failing in business, they would put them on a podium. All they were doing is saying, listen, you need to communicate better, express yourself, and be able to tell a story.
Right.
So, yeah, if you're talking to someone in the opposite sex, please be eloquent in how you're describing it to them. Don't sound like you just read the line from a bathroom wall somewhere that you're throwing up there. I don't know. What do I know, right? You're the one in the happy 2-month relationship. So let's see how that works next week or afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to leave it at that. And,
yes, this was fun.
Hopefully you'll keep tuning in before Marla becomes really famous and rich.
We'll probably change the name a few times.
Probably will. Are we going to do 5 F's again or?
Maybe we'll just say the F words with Denny. And that's why we'll always just talk about the F words.
No, because then we'll always have to, someone will read and go, look at that vulgar show, F words.
All right. Well, we'll come up with another title. Who knows?
Yeah. All right.
We'll figure it out.
Hey, thanks for tuning in at least. I mean, you know, we appreciate all 10 listeners right there and folks.
Absolutely.
It, and we'll be talking to you next time.
Can you write to us? Are people able to like comment or write to us if they have?
Probably post it on the YouTube channel.
Okay, so let us know if there's something you want to hear, talk about. If you have a good name for the show, let us know. Like, I'm all about good comments.
If you're out of your mind and you don't mind telling it, sharing it with the world, please be a guest on our show.
Yeah.
And I think we should have one of your girlfriends on the next topic to talk about how terrible men are.
Yeah. I got plenty of girlfriends that would want to talk about that.
You do, right? Yes.
Of course.
We're so bad.
I don't know.
I don't know how you
hate dating. There's no one out there. I can't meet anybody.
Can't believe it. Ooh, look at him. Ooh.
But meanwhile, I don't believe that. There's so many people out there.
What?
You just have to be open to meeting somebody. Everybody, there's somebody out there for everybody. More than one for everyone. Like,
hey,
so,
we're not Mormons. Don't take that the wrong way. More than one.
I don't mean at the same time.
It's hard enough to get along
time.
With one person at a time.
I get it. My point is, if you want to meet somebody, you can. You have to let yourself be ready
to
open.
You can go to a supermarket
to them.
And
that's
meet somebody.
100%.
In fact, that's the other problem I want to state. Men are so aggressive by nature. You women, from a young age, start thinking, guys like what I got. They're looking at me. They're giving me, I can't even go shopping without some guy, you know, saying something stupid.
Good. That's good. Say something stupid. Why not?
Yeah.
You may end up marrying the guy. He's holding a banana. Do what you want. I don't know. Yeah, you never know.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Shoot your shot is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Shoot your shot.
We'll see you next time on the Denny and Marla, or the Marla and Denny, Denny Artachi, well, the YouTube channel show.
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome.
Bye!
Thanks. Brian? I don't even know how long we went. Probably, I don't know.